When you don't have unlimited money or any money in 2023, September 7th, 2023, and you are trying to sell shit, the number one thing on earth is organic social media at scale because it's fucking free.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
This market is completely untapped, right? And I've tried a bunch of different ways to penetrate it and I haven't been able to do it. And I'll explain how I've tried, right? So, I won this, the way
it's... How do you define the market?
How do I define the market? What do you mean? Oh, when you say this the market? Yeah, sorry. Parents of those with autistic children and ADHD, children with ADHD, right? So essentially, when this whole thing started, I was 16, joined like this Shark Tank for high school, and I had 20,000 competitors we won. So then from there, we got like this patent, and then it immediately took on this like own world when it comes to like media success. From like local news to People Magazine in 6 months to ABC Inside Edition, and it just kept going for like a year and a half, which is awesome, you know, glory to God. But the thing was that all our sales came from like publicity, and then once that went away,
I
really didn't have the skills to be able to create the.
I get it.
We're still like pre-revenue, you know.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
so it's a common story.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, media coverage happens all the time. There's always a feel-good story. There's always something that the media wants to put at the end of a... They scare you to death for 49 minutes and tell you how world is horrible. And then they tell you, like, a kid's got a chocolate business at the end, you know? So, and to your point, that shit can pop off and you can get a lot of sales. But to your point, if you don't build actual sustainable infrastructure, you don't have a business.
Exactly.
Okay?
And that's kind of what I ran into, like...
And you don't even know that the first go around. You just think it's going to go forever.
And it kept going. Right. It was so prolonged.
And a year when you're this young is like a lifetime.
Well, it was honestly like 2.5 because it was all the rest of high school and then...
But then did you become addicted to that thing? Did you like think the only way, like did you at some point realize, no, fuck, I need more press because that became
Drug?
Yeah.
So I was like, it wasn't a drug, but it was more...
You know
like,
what I mean, right?
I don't have any other way.
There's no other way I'm going to sell shit.
So I was like, I guess I just got to keep finding ways.
Let me just email the newscaster. Should I hire a PR company? Yeah. Like, I get it.
Like, one of my...
This is why I so fuck with social.
Yeah.
Because it's the one thing you can control. It's like working out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a lot of shit you can't control. You can control how you can work out. Same with social media. Like, you can't control if People Magazine wants to fuck with you.
Yeah.
You can control if you make a TikTok.
Yeah. So I remember, like, it got to a point, so one of my advisory board members, I don't know if you know him, his name is, it's like an informal advisory board member, but Jamie Siminoff, founder of Ring. I went to him and I was like, hey, this press is going out. I don't know how else to get sales. Do you have any more? I know. And he's like, dude, you got to build that infrastructure. You got to work hard, you know? So for the last like year and a half, I've been just trying to different ways, right? So we went from occupational therapists and like ABAs, which they work directly with children with autism, ADHD.
I'm just making sure that we don't run out of time.
Yeah.
The next meeting, I'm going to make sure you have your full 10. Keep
going. Appreciate it. So then I tried that, like a B2B to C route.
Yep.
And it hasn't really panned out. I tried, because my thought process was go to where the market is, right? So like, it's like non-profit.
What's the website?
TassiumWorldwide.com. So then I was like, okay, you know, maybe. The thing is that we've sold over 2,000 products with this press, and everyone loves the product. It's just trying to get it in the, you know, the right people's hands. So like I said, tried B2B to C. We tried nonprofits, but they didn't want to work with us because we weren't donating anything. So then we started donating a little bit, but it's just, we can't sustain that when we're pre-revenue.
Keep going.
Yeah. So we tried that. I tried organic, you know, with my story and everything, and it only went so far. And I'm sure if I like kept going, it probably would work. But
I think that's like what most... Like that moment that just happened is everything I give a fuck about.
I know.
You know.
I know.
All four of you probably know, right?
Like, entire school knows.
You know, like, you
know. All
it's the fucking game. Like when I go to your website and it's not clickable to the TikTok, even though the logo's down there, like that's on my mind. This goes back to the fucking details.
Yeah.
Even back to working out, now that I've learned a little bit about it, like, there's a right way to do a fucking push-up, and there's a wrong way. There's a right way to do a curl, and there's, like, and this is, like, how meticulous I get to, back to the proper advice you were getting.
Yeah.
This shit, Matt, like, bro, it's real simple. You're in e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to sell shit.
Yeah.
You're trying to sell a shirt with an attached thing.
Yeah.
You need to do unlimited social media content so people become aware of it, and then they need to go to a proper website like you're, you know, where like the shop is, like this shop is not maximized to sell the most stuff.
At all.
That's right, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Back to like, fuck, man. I was fucking really good at business at all your guys' ages, and like, these gray hairs you see now, like I'm way better now, and so, but for complete clarity, like when you all go downstairs and be like, okay, what the fuck just happened in that 10 minutes, what's so quick? Here's the clarity. You are selling shit. When you don't have unlimited money or any money,
yes,
in 2023, September 7th, 2023, and you are trying to sell shit, the number one thing on earth is organic social media at scale because it's fucking free. And I mean like 19 posts a day. Or you're stuck in the spot that you're in now, which is you're begging for a fucking miracle that someone's gonna give you cash.
And just pitch competitions, but that money goes up.
If you flipped it and just understood you're 100% in control, fuck a competition, fuck a VC, fuck everybody. I felt like it was like an Eminem, like a, I felt like it was an Eminem slash, fuck the Papa, you know. If you just understand that you're fully in control and you just have to pound social, and start Googling how to make the best Shopify site selling t-shirts, enter. Literally, that shit is out there for free. Best practices, get the proper Shopify, get your social crazy, and start fucking, you know, start fucking like life's crazy. You were here on a thing, I decided I felt something, we have 10 minutes, you give your friends, I'm literally gonna wear this fucking humble hat.
I'm so happy.
And like, your friend's gonna be like, what the, like, by the way, that's 1 in 100, and that's what you need to do. You need to, on the fucking, how are you getting back to Boston?
We're taking ferries later.
Beautiful. You need to be on your, you chop it up and whatever happened in New York, but then you have to like start DMing people in Boston, type in Boston, fucking Newton, Mass, Boston, all that shit, in fucking Instagram, hashtag, search, top posts, click, oh, this person's here, they have 400,000 followers, they're a cool kid in high school, in fucking Newton, rich kid, and DM them, be like, I want you to wear my fucking shirt. 1 in 100 of them will.
100%.
But if you fucking, like, I don't know, like, my whole thing is like, you know how I got here? By actually doing what I'm telling you to do. When nobody in the world knew who the fuck I was, I stayed on Twitter in 2007 from fucking 8 p.m. after I worked the whole day in the liquor store, from 8 p.m. to 4 in the morning, for fucking 4 years, every day. You have two choices. The luck of cash, which is harder than ever because the economy's soft, though you're in a good school where some things could happen, or sweat.
I'm not very sweaty.
Yeah, and I just think like what most kids are missing, even the ones that are about it, and I genuinely like, even if you guys are sitting here, like I wish I was in class with y'all, you know, and be like chopping it up, like I believe you have it in there. I think this generation, and I don't want to generalize, because I think there's plenty of unlimited, I mean, you guys may be doing this, but here's the thing that I think the world fucked up for y'all. When I was coming up, it was like, we didn't have options. When I was in exactly your seat, the internet was just starting, so like you had to like go like work in a, work at like the mall. You all know you can do magic here because you've seen it. The problem is 1% of 1% hit the lottery ticket of it happening fast. The other 10% that make it eat shit for a decade, but everyone's fixated on the 1% of the 1% of the 1% who hit something, and even those people quietly actually had to eat shit for a little while too. You're gonna start an apparel brand? Fuck, man, it took, you know how much Ronnie ate shit for how long before Kith mattered? Rude wasn't overnight. Like, but it feels that way. So like, I don't know, if I'm selling fucking t-shirt with a hook on the fucking thing, I'm fucking grinding for 10 hours a day on social media. Instead of what you're trying to do, which is what everyone's trying to do, is figure out what to do. Right?
Versus doing it.
Well, instead of pondering what fucking competition to apply to, lay in bed, listen to your music, look at some girls, but then spend 8 hours DMing every single human in Massachusetts saying, do you want a free t-shirt that has 100,000 followers? Put in their story, put that, ask them to put in their story because they're not putting in name feed anymore. Snap shoot it when you fucking see that they did it, put it into your thing, amplify it with $8 because that's all you got in media ads. It's people just lost that. Because it seems like you can do it the other way, and who wouldn't do it the other way? But that's fucking not real.
Yeah, my dream for TASM is really to become like the Nike for special needs.
I get it.
Yeah.
I heard you loud and clear. I think you can get it. I just think that you have to realize you have to go into a dark, dark fucking cocoon for the next 5 years and eat straight shit. It's super real. I see everyone who's popped off, and everyone's gonna like, everyone's gonna think it was easy. It wasn't. Tell me, tell me which fashion brand you admire. I'll tell you, like, how many more movies you want to see about Nike of how close they went out of business multiple times before it actually happened. And you know how much luck Michael Jordan was? Yeah, it was strategy, and the movies will show you, but like, he could also torn both his knees. Like, you know what I mean? And one would have been it, but Stephon Marbury got hurt on their sneaker, game over. Right? Like, there's just a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, at 34 years old, I worked in a liquor store. So of course I'm like, what are you, you know, of course I'm pumping the shit, I'm pumping to all of you. Patience, like real, like eat shit. Like cool, everybody wants to tell me, but what about this, Gary? I'm like, the one fucking lucky lottery ticket? Go win the lottery then. What about this startup that did it in 18 months on some fucking serendipity of the stars, God's will, like you said? Like, okay, cool. Somebody won $100 million yesterday in a lottery ticket. Are you banking your life on the lotto? So I just don't understand why people don't get how lucky they have it. I don't know if I ever would have worked for my father if I had the internet that you guys have. I probably wouldn't have made it. I would have made too much money before then. But I would have made too much money because I'm a dirt kid. And even the dirt kids have become fancy. Everybody just thinks it's easier than it is.
I appreciate that. I also want to, you mentioned Babson. I know you know it well, former CEO, CMO, Jeffrey Nicholson.
Yes.
Came to Babson a couple of years ago to speak. But I don't know if you're ever in Boston, but our entire campus lives, eats, and breathes the content you push and all of entrepreneurship.
I would love to get my ass there. I actually went there years ago, like real years ago, maybe like 12 now.
Yeah.
With early Facebook shit. I'm open to it. Send me an email.
Okay.
You see it works. We're here, right? Send me an email.
You know, it was funny, actually, all freshman year, I sent for like 2 weeks straight emails at 8 a.m. directly to your
I love that.
Yeah.
See, that's...
And then it worked. I did it to like Mark Cuban, and he sent it to like Shark Tank. It was
all
the thing.
It's all that stuff, man. Yeah. And it's like...
It works.
It does work. And like... Or it doesn't. But like, how are you going to know if you don't try?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, the only way you're gonna build this brand is by becoming a religious gangster of social media content at scale. And you guys have all the advantages. When I talk to these CMOs of the big brands, they don't know what's happening in the culture. You guys do. You know you could go on the street right now and do the interview format. You know you could do this. You know you could duet fucking famous. You know the moves.
Yeah.
I just, and this is not just to you, this is to all of you. I just don't think people are putting in the work.
Yeah.
They're talking about it, they're thinking about it, they're just not doing it. Once you flip over and be like, wait a minute, I'm actually fully, because what's fucking you up now is you're conforming to what you're not in control of. I need to find someone to write me a check. I need to win this competition. These are all subjective calls.
Yeah.
I gotta get, no. You need to wake up tomorrow and decide what are you gonna do with that t-shirt?